Hey, you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Kiki with your host, Jazz. Now let's get to kikiing. Hey, you guys. Welcome back. This is Jazz, and this is Let's Kiki. Today, we're going to be talking about balance. And I've been really working on my balance for the last 2 weeks, and I've been moving, unpacking, and you guys, I've recorded this episode about 5 times, and I actually uploaded the episode, but the audio, I wasn't feeling the audio, and I said, man, I gotta take this down. I can't
do it.
Y'all, I know y'all probably laughing at me, but like, I just couldn't. Like, I barely could hear what I was saying, and it was like, wow, I can't. So, balance. And when I realized that this was going to be the episode I needed to do next, I heard a song. And you know I've been working on self-healing, self-love, just working on my inner self. And I've heard Sweet Love by Anita Baker, and y'all know I'm about to sing, so don't come at me, okay? Saying, girl, you can't sing. Hey, don't come for me. So, never leave, because I believe I'm in love, sweet love. Hear me call your name. I feel no shame. I'm in love. Sweet love. Don't you ever go away. It'll always be this way. And wow, y'all. And I just broke down and cried because I love the peace that I have right now. I love the way I'm in love with myself right now. And I don't ever want that to go away. Like, I really never want this feeling to go away. And for me to never have this feeling to go away, I need balance. And if you think about, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. You can't be getting too ahead of yourself. Okay, so next we're going to talk about the definition of balance. Okay, so I got 3 definitions. You know, I'm going to break it down with the definitions. Okay? An even distribution of weight, enabling someone or something to remain upright or steady. Number 2, a condition in which different elements are equal or in the correct proportions. So you got all these different things that's going on in your life, and you got to balance them out. You have to, and you like, I'm doing a little bit here, I'm doing a little bit there, you're doing a little bit here, you're doing them a little bit there. Trying to balance it out. Number 3, stability of one's mind or feelings. Which balance even means emotions. They telling you even emotions. So you got to balance your emotions. We have our ups and we have our downs. And sometimes we have to What's the word I'm looking for? I don't even think it's a word I can come up with, but have your grandmother ever told you it's okay to cry, but don't cry for too long? It's what we do after we cry, right? We get back up and we fight and we become stronger than what we were. Balance to me means being able to be free as far as my time, managing myself, being able to do the things that I love without feeling like I'm pressured for time or I have to, you know, or I have to do it, you know. So what is balancing look like? Okay, I got a few little things. I got about 11 things here listed, okay? Except you can't do everything all the time. We have to accept that we can't be everywhere at all times, okay? We not God. I mean, we goddesses and gods and goddesses in our own way, but we in the physical realm and we not the one true God, okay? We can't be everywhere. We can't do everything, okay? Manage yourself, not time. Add and subtract. And what I'm talking about, now I'm not talking about math class. I'm talking about you adding good into your life and subtracting what's bad. Subtracting those people in your life that's not good for you. Adding people in your life that want prosperity, who wants to grow. Shoot, me personally, I want to add people who are doing so much better than me because it's only going to push me and motivate me to do more and to do better. Say no. No. Always coming around asking for something. Always wanting my energy. Always wanting to be in my space. Coming over here, taking all my good energy, leaving all your bad energy. I don't need it. Schedule time for yourself. Take yourself out to eat, to the park, get your little smoothie, coffee, whatever you like, tea. Go to the park. Get you some fresh air. Get you a book and read. Be in nature. Hiking. I love hiking. It's something about hiking, the physical work and the walking up the hills and just everything. Like it's just so refreshing to me. Just being out in nature, the fresh air. I don't want to be in the city just because I love being somewhere where there's fresh air. Live with a purpose. What is your purpose? What in life do you want to do? Like, what are you passionate about? If you don't know, keep looking for things, find different hobbies. Like I've always like try to find like different things that I've never tried before to see if I can do them, see if, you know, it's something that I would just love to continue to keep doing because I wanted to find my passion. Right now, this is my passion, to tell you my story, to tell you my growth and how I'm growing, because we're all learning together. Be thankful. Be thankful for everything that you have. I mean, it's plenty of things for us to be thankful for. I have my godparents, you know, that's for my baby. I have a home. I have a car. I have a job to go to that I make good money. Right? I have benefits. That's something to be thankful for. I have a healthy daughter. I'm healthy. Spend time with family. Oh man, sometimes like your best time is when you're sitting just in the presence of family. You haven't seen your family in a long time? Just go over. Just go over to your mom or your dad's house, you're like your parents' house, and just kind of sit around, even your siblings' house, you know, and talk. Like eventually, like you're gonna leave and you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I really had a good time, and that really just uplifted my spirit. Now if you got toxic family, then don't go over there. Find you a friend. Okay? Have fun. Like, go out. Like, if you like to go out, go out. I personally, like, I don't drink anymore. But when I did drink, I used to, like, go to the bar. And a bar that I never went to before. And have a drink. Try some appetizers. That was something fun I would like to do. Just because I like to experience different restaurants, different foods. Set goals and plan your happiness. Like, you control your destiny. So you can manifest your happiness. Set goals. Like, that is the most important thing. Like, because if you don't set your goals, what are you pushing towards? What is the end goal? Write it down. And last but not least, I mean, this is the most important one. Stay consistent. How many times do we get mad at people because they're not consistent and we're not even consistent in our own lives? That's something to think about. I'm telling y'all. That is something to think about. So when we think about balance, what I also think about is the heart chakra. And the heart chakra, which is green, it governs love, forgiveness, center of compassion, empathy, balance. And oh, you guys, so, oh my God, I just lost track of mine. Okay, so what I wanted to tell you guys about the heart chakra is love is balance. So to me, like, it is balance. Anyways, the heart chakra governs trust, fearlessness, peace, generosity, gratitude, and connectedness, change, transformation, healthy boundaries, emotional control, and love for yourself, healthy relationships with others. Imbalance, an imbalanced heart chakra, which means like you're living in lower vibration, depression, difficulty in relationships, lack of self-discipline. And most of all, you're probably just mean because you don't have any empathy. You know, it's a lot of people who don't know how to love. They don't even know what love means. And I want y'all to know, like, our next episode is about love, okay? And I'm breaking love down. It's going to be 1, 2, 3, maybe 3 episodes about love. Because I'm gonna break love down because people don't know how to love unconditionally. It's and me too. Like I said, I'm learning with y'all. I think people only love you to the extent of what matters to them in their head. Kind of like it's oh my God, how can I explain this? Say for instance, you know, to the extent of their boundaries. Like, no one's gonna put up like, oh my goodness, like, oh my God, you guys, I'm gonna have it down packed by the time of the episode. I'm gonna see, that's my throat chakra. So look, I need to work on my throat chakra this week as well, because I need to know how to express this. I need to know how to express the way I feel about this, feel about love. Oh my gosh, that is so crazy. So another thing that popped out to me when I was finding my balance was Oshun. And Oshun is the protector, the savior, the nurturer of humanity, the river goddess. She is a maintainer of the spiritual balance, or mother of sweet things. Y'all, that's why I heard sweet love. This is why I heard sweet love. She deals with the heart chakra. The heart chakra is Libra and Taurus. Libra is balance. Do y'all see how all of this ties together? I know it took me long to get here, but do y'all see how this ties together? She rules over love, passion, bliss, money. Money. So you know I'm getting that abundance. You know I'm getting that abundance soon. And I just gotta be patient and keep working on myself. Keep watering. You know what they say, you water a plant and you watch it grow. Keep watering myself. and I'm gonna grow and evolve spiritually, mentally, physically. I'm so proud of myself because I've come a long way, and especially since last year. And I've been pushing hard probably ever since the first of the year. I already told myself I'm pushing hard this year. I'm not looking back for anything. I have to make something happen. I have to create a legacy for me and my daughter. I have to tell my story. I have to tell people how I'm feeling and not be afraid. I can't be afraid to tell you how I feel, my thoughts, what's going on in my mind. Because all my life I've been afraid to express myself. Not that I didn't know how. I was afraid. Sometimes I'm like really corny because some of the things I feel like, some things like when I say it out loud, it may sound like a poetic, and for some people it may be corny, but it also scares me because people don't understand my feelings. And it's hard when people don't understand you. But I can't live in that fear because it's someone out there that I can help. Someone out there who needs to hear my message, who needs to hear what I have to say. And I'm going to thank each and every one of you every time for listening, because I appreciate each and every one of you. And I just never imagined the amount of people who are listening to me now would actually be listening to what I have to say. And that right there is something to be thankful for. So you guys have an awesome, awesome day, night, or evening. Peace reflections. Thanks for kicking with your girl Jazz. If there's anything you would like for me to talk about, hit me up in the email in the description box. Again, you guys, spread love, not hate. Bye.